Michigan is one of the few states that doesn't actually hold primaries for down-ballot statewide races. Both Republicans and Democrats pick their nominees for November's general election at conventions made up of all of these county delegates. So a few thousand Republicans today will decide their slate for Secretary of State, Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, and a bunch of other races too. And in a couple of key races, they'll be deciding whether to go forward with some fairly controversial people who Trump has endorsed.
Now, you cover voting, and the Secretary of State essentially counts the votes, too. So you're looking at this closely.
Yes, absolutely. NPR has been tracking all over the country where people who deny the 2020 election results are running to oversee voting in these positions. People in these sorts of positions, including in Michigan in 2020, stood up to a really prominent pressure campaign by Trump after the 2020 election. And experts I've talked to are really worried about democracy if these sorts of people are replaced with party loyalists heading into 2022 and 2024.